Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's me and Bob and his son screaming in the background.
Yes, you know, as every good father would do, I literally just reached over and locked the door into my office just in case. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I literally was starting to think, oh my God, I can hear them rummaging around out there. I think they're coming for me. And, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but my other son already rode me like a horse and like choked me out and took me to the ground. So it's been an eventful
day.
Isn't
that what your wife does?
Yeah. Hey. Well, you're right. It was my birthday. Hey. It was my birthday. So we do get to do that once a year. Isn't that's not what everyone does? I thought, no?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But hey, happy post-Mother's Day to you.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. And a happy post-birthday to you.
Thank you.
My Mother's Day was so great that my husband said, you know what? You can have Father's Day.
That's awesome. That is really awesome.
So you can tell how great my Mother's Day was, but your birthday was freaking amazing. Tell everyone what happened.
So, yeah. So this was my 17th year going to the Kentucky Derby. And it was, which I know sounds a little excessive, but I do love it. And it always falls around on or around my birthday. So, and I've had a couple moments. Like I didn't get into the details with you when we were texting last night, but I've had a couple moments that have been pretty spectacular. This year was one of them in that everyone was all excited about the 80-1 odds horse that won the Kentucky Derby and came out of nowhere. No one more excited than this guy because I bet on that horse. And so I had, it's kind of a long story, but you know, the way the Derby race goes, there's several races before it. And when I'm always playing a little here and a little there, like, oh, I'll put $5 to win on this guy or $10 to win on that guy. Well, yeah. I made a bet in the previous race that also included a long shot horse. And so I kind of won a lot of money in the previous race. And I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't even expecting it. Cause I don't even, you know, it's not like I'm studying these horses. I don't know anything.
Right.
Oh, that guy's got on a blue shirt. I like blue. I'll bet on him. You know, and it's not that simple, but it's pretty close. So
that's how I would bet.
Oh, it's fun. You know, it makes it kind of fun. So anyway, I decided, as I had already made all of my Derby bets with my buddies, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take this little extra, you know, swing I have, and I'm going to go back and put some money on all the long shots just in case. And yes. So I actually put $100 on four horses, four of the long shot horses. And then my one buddy comes up and he says, I want to do that, but it's, you know, it's only like 30 seconds left. I said, well, here, just give me $200 and we'll split it. That was a fatal mistake. Had I not done that, I probably would have skipped this call today because I'd be out there just, you know, spending money everywhere. But instead, I ended up winning I won on the long shot horse. So it was an 80-1 odds horse. I essentially had $50 on him. So it made a really fun weekend even more fun.
That's awesome. That's so fun. I mean, especially because it was your birthday.
I know.
I mean, I can't believe you're on this call right now instead of like out shopping. I don't know.
I should just be out throwing cash around. But no, you know.
You should.
With
I actually have a funny story about cash, like you reminded me. And I don't think I've told this. So the weekend, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went to LA for an Almost Famous podcast. And by the way, welcome to the Almost Famous OGs, because I didn't say that in the beginning. But so I went to LA. It was supposed to be a podcast with Ashley, but she ended up not being able to make it. So it was me and Annalise and Ashley Frazier and Amanda Stanton. And I don't think anybody else was there. So they rent this like Sprinter van to take us shopping. We got to go shopping at Macy's. It was like a pre-Mother's Day thing.
Oh, how fun.
So they spoiled us. They got us lunch. We podcasted with Ashley. We got hair and glam and I felt beautiful and then got to go shopping. So we get this Sprinter van and we're going to Century City Mall in LA. And I'm sitting in my seat and I'm just, you know, I kind of like look around whenever I'm in like limos or, you know, sprinters like that. I like look around and I open one of the little, I don't know, it's not a container, but it's like where you pull out the, yeah, like a compartment.
Okay.
I open a compartment and Bob, there are, I counted after the fact, 27 $100 bills.
What?
$2,700 in this little compartment that you normally would pull out a tray,
right,
you know, to just like eat or whatever. Just cash. Sitting there staring at me. And I was on the phone actually with Tenley because she was supposed to come. And I was like, okay, hold on. I close the compartment. I'm like, let me talk to Tenley. And then everyone's looking at me like, what the heck was that?
That is so funny.
So I get off the phone with Tenley and proceed to like actually pull all the money out, count it. And I told the girls after, it's the biggest regret of my adult life in that I gave the money to the driver. Like, how freaking stupid and honest am I? Like, why didn't I just split it or take the money and run? You know that driver's not giving it to his company.
Oh,
you
know that. Gosh, no. I mean, that had to be.
And why did I do that?
I mean,
$2,700.
You know what, though? Had you not, and I know you, Trista Sutter,
karma.
Had you not, you'd have been kicking yourself for days. You would have, given it back anyway. So, you know.
I know
that works.
I was like,
so, yeah.
Anyway, isn't that crazy? Okay, so I'm really excited about today's show. I have not. I feel like I met Lorenzo, but I don't know. So we've got Lorenzo Borghese on the show, who was our Italian,
yes,
like, royal prince,
Prince Lorenzo Borghese,
Prince Lorenzo, and then a special guest that was on his season later on. So. I'm really excited to talk to him.
Well, I am too, and I'll tell you why I'm so excited to talk to him, because he and I attended the Kentucky Derby together one year as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe he was there the year that I went. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, let's
bring him in and talk about it.
Where's Lozo? Where is Lozo? How are you, my friend?
Hi.
I'm good.
So we were just talking about the Kentucky Derby and how I was at the Derby this weekend, and I had a big bet come through on that 80-1 horse, and I said one of my favorite Derbies was spent with, I call you Lozobo.
he does
so,
not. He just
so
made
you
it
won
up.
Your bet?
I was on that horse. I was actually on it for $100 to win. I went through and bet all the long shots, and then I split it with my buddy Warren. So it was actually divided up a little bit. But yeah, so needless to say, I was very excited. And then I proceeded to, you know, go out and spend it all. No,
you
I didn't.
You know who won? Who won when I was there with you?
Wasn't that the 50-1? Was that Giacomo?
I forget the horse that won, but Gene Simmons was the big winner. He bet on the horse. He was freaking
Gene
out.
Simmons.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. Man, we had a good time that year.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I forget which horse won it. And since then, I've only been to one other Derby.
Yeah.
So wow. I'm totally missing out.
I like what you got going on behind you and your backdrop.
Yeah, it's my home office, man. I got to, you know, got to have my my props back there.
Your accoutrements. Your accoutrements.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you, Lorenzo?
Hey, Trista, good. How's it going? How's family life?
But you know what? I'm trying to remember. Did we ever meet in person?
Yeah, we met. We met in Vail.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, I love being able to have people remind me how I met them.
Yeah,
we met.
I don't know if you remember Ted Hauser.
Was, yes, of course.
Yeah, so I've been friends with him for years. So, and then
oh my
Ryan
gosh,
I,
are you still friends with him?
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw him like 2 months ago. I was out in Vail again.
Oh my gosh! Well, you have to let me know when you come the next time.
Yeah. No,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, because she remembers last time so well.
Yeah, I know exactly. Exactly.
Sorry, I had to do it. Yeah, sorry.
So mommy brain hello is still in effect because my kids are 13 and 14. You know, go figure. Anyway, so how are you since bachelor days? Like, tell us what's been going on in your life. Obviously, you were Prince Lorenzo and you were in Italy, right, during the season?
Yeah, another memorable thing that you remember about me.
Italy?
Yes.
What do you mean? You weren't in Italy?
No, I was. I'm just saying, yes.
Okay, good.
That my season was filmed in Italy, I believe, I think 2006 it was.
2006.
So too long after us. Yeah.
Yeah. You were,
right?
Bob, when were you? Like 2004?
2003. Maybe? And then mine aired like, you know, well, I guess it aired throughout 2004, right?
Later.
Yeah.
And then,
so.
And then,
and I was right
you
before.
Were on when?
I was right before. So I was on the first Bachelor, and that was filmed in 2002, but it aired in 2003. And then I filmed in 2002 for my season two, and it aired in 2003. So yeah. I was kind of a 2003, so like 3 years before you.
Yeah.
And you guys were on twice.
Correct.
Yeah, both.
Yeah,
of
both
us.
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
And you know exactly. What? You can be too, Lozo Bo. You can be right. Too.
That's something I would never do again. Like, would you do it again? I'm like, absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it absolutely not because your life is good where it is now, or you hated the experience, or tell us why?
I didn't really love the experience.
Yeah.
I was very uncomfortable with it. And I remember right before I went on, my sister's like, oh my gosh, just be careful when you kiss somebody because they're going to hear your saliva exchanging.
And oh my God.
I was thinking about just like my grandparents watching and my mother watching. I was like, this, and it was terrifying for me. Like,
yeah.
I didn't like being on camera. And to be honest, I wasn't ready for it. I was thrown in there and I thought I'd be ready for it. And all of a sudden, as you guys know, it's you're on this show and it gets crazy. And,
yeah.
I just remember I had a calendar and I knew I was going to be there for 2 months and I kept crossing off every single day until my last day. Like it was and then I felt it was work. You know, I was like, all right, yeah. the only way I actually managed to get through is like, okay, this is a job and you signed up for it and you need to finish it. And that's the only way I got through my season it was very difficult for me. And it was really uncomfortable.
You know, I remember us talking about that actually, because I remember thinking to myself, it is actually very endearing quality of you, by the way, Lorenzo. But
yeah.
I remember how we're sitting at this table together and, you know, everyone's coming over to talk to us. And I'm just, of course, in my element. I'm like, oh, yay, at the Derby. And we start talking. And you're like, yeah, man, I just really, it wasn't a ton of fun for me. And I remember that about you. I was like, man, this guy is really, he's really willing to be vulnerable right away with me. I loved it, you know, because we didn't know each other up until that moment. And it was one of those things. I think you and I ran into each other quite a few times over the years, yeah. Just in random places. And it was always great to see you because, you know, it wasn't one of those things. I mean, it's actually, you know, I feel that way about Aaron Berge a little bit. Aaron Berge, also Trista, who I know, and I think Lorenzo, you know him too. He was the second Bachelor, but he was also one of those guys who was just like, man, this was just horribly uncomfortable for me. You know, like he felt like he was just, it was work for him every day because he's a friendly guy and he's an outgoing guy, but he was just, you know, it was tough for him to think about his whole family kind of being dragged into this thing.
Watching your sister, yeah. Your brother, your grandparents.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time we have, but I can tell you, if we have a little time, I'll tell you why I did it, which I think is pretty.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear that.
I was engaged prior to the show, broke it off. It just wasn't right. And then I remember I had two tickets to go see Billy Joel. I was living in New York City and I didn't have a date for the concert. So I went to a party that my friend was having, like cocktail party. I'm like, I'll just find a girl and invite her to Billy Joel. I go to the party, invite all these random girls. They're like, no, I'm not going to go to Billy Joel with you. I don't even know you. So I ended up going by myself to Madison Square Garden. I had third row tickets, like on the floor. And it was middle of wintertime. And I bought two beers and I'm going to my seats and there were coats on both seats. So I told the people that had the coats, I'm like, no, you only have to remove one set of coats. And they said, you're here by yourself? And I'm like, yeah. And I have both tickets. And I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a loser. I'm watching this concert and I can't believe it. I'm like, if anything comes my way, I'm gonna take people up on it. So fast forward like a month later, I had tickets to go see the Rolling Stones. And I was dating this girl that lived in my building conveniently. And I take her to the concert, but before I went to the concert, she was watching The Bachelor with her roommate. And I was like, yeah, the show's still on. She was like, yeah, we love it. We absolutely love it, blah, blah, blah. So I take her to the concert. And during the concert, she's been like basically ignoring me, really cold, whatever. I was like, all right, there's a distance going here. And I get back after the show. We go back to our building. I said, what was wrong with you? You seemed like you were miserable at the concert. Like it was the Rolling Stones, like Madison Square Garden. She goes, yeah, well, you're moving out of the building and I'm Jewish and you're Catholic. So I don't think this is going to go anywhere. I was like, what? Like, at least you should have told me this before the concert. I was so like, I just couldn't believe it. And a couple of days later, my uncle calls me and he says, hey, can I submit your name for the show The Bachelor? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Your uncle?
Yeah, my uncle was living in L.A.
Okay.
And he actually knew Brooke Carson, who was a person for the show. And sure. I said, yeah, whatever. I didn't think twice. And sure enough, I get a call like 2 weeks later. And that's how it all happened, was that I was so miserable and like felt like such a loser. So if anything comes my way, I'm going to take it. And this fell right in my lap. And then I was announced. I think I was the first announced before the season actually started, because when you guys were on, they would announce it like it was a secret, you know, like
right. I was gonna be on.
So the girl that broke up with me calls me and she's like, "You're going to be the next Bachelor." I said, "Yep." And I hung up.
Sorry. So you hung up.
Yeah. So that's how it all started. And then I got myself into it. I was like, all right, now I'm totally screwed.
You're like, arrivederci.
Yeah.
I was trying to go with your native tongue. So
yeah, no, I got you.
Ciao.
So, yeah. That's, yeah. Yes. And then I'm like, what did I just do to myself? Oh my God. So yeah, that's how it all started.
That is
so
crazy.
How has life changed since then?
How's life? Well,
since you were on
I
the
started,
show.
You know, the best thing about this, and I tell everybody, is like, it gave me a voice. It, you know, all of a sudden you like people will listen to you. You know, I think it's crazy, but it's true. Unfortunately, it was really before all the social media, like before Instagram, right? And then I tried to get on Facebook, but people were like, Facebook's for high school kids. You're going to look like a pervert. So I wasn't on Facebook, you know? So I had no social media, but as social media picked up and I was allowed, I felt like comfortable on it. I started an animal charity called Animal Aid USA. We founded it in 2012. Awesome. We've saved over 30,000 dogs since then. Everyone I work with is a volunteer. And then I started most recently South Beach Brewing Company, and I'm going to have a beer right now. It's all about marketing. So I got a
there you
South
go.
Beach candy, which is made with 100% natural peach and lemon juice. And you can hear
amazing.
That. I'm going to have to try that. I like peach and lemon juice.
It's so good. And this one's gluten and GMO free. And it's 5.5%
for real.
Out. And then, hold on, hey, Tina Turner. See? And then, so the other passion I told you about, Animal Aid. And then I got this little one here.
Hi, puppy.
Oh, look at you.
She's my coworker.
She's so cute.
Do you still have the shampoo?
So I still do dog shampoos. I have a Royal Treatment line, but I've been really focusing on South Beach Brewing. And then I also started using social media to discuss my political views, whether you like them or not. I just got fed up with what was happening in our country and the silencing and censorship. And I feel that we're heading the wrong direction. And I think everyone should be able to express their opinions without being silenced, without being terrified that they're going to get canceled. And
cancel culture. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've lost a lot of so-called friends because of it, but I was like, if someone can't be friendly with me because of my political views and because I feel I'm doing the right thing, then it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's just really taken up a lot of my time, and people say, you shouldn't worry about it. And I said, well, you know, if I was, you know, 20 again and there was a draft, like I would have to go to war. And just because I'm not being drafted, we are at war with what's happening. And I'm going to use social media as my way to fight this war. And people are like, you should just get off Facebook. And I said, why? That's where I'm really being attacked. I'm just trying to, you know, be on the same playing field that some of my enemies are. And it's just, you know, again, it's just sad that it's gotten to this point, but I think we should all get along. We should all be open to listening to other people's opinions without shutting them down.
Yeah, I do the opposite on my Facebook. I'm all pictures of puppy dogs, same. Ice cream, and, you know.
Yeah, I used to be.
My babies.
Yeah, babies.
Hey, speaking of babies,
yeah.
Do you have any kids?
I have no kids, just Tina Turner.
There you go. Is that her name? Is Tina
just
Turner?
Just Tina Turner. Yes, oh, Turner. My gosh, I love that name.
Yeah, she's simply the best woodle. She's a woodle, so.
Oh, a woodle.
Simply the best. You see what he did there? I like that.
Simply the best.
I do.
I picked up on that.
Yeah, that's she's a great dog. She's 8, but looks really young and like has those long legs like Tina Turner. And
oh, yeah.
A ton of energy.
So it's at the end of your season.
Yeah.
You picked who?
What, you don't remember, Bob?
I do remember.
I'm only kidding. I, if you do, then there is a problem with you. Okay, because in 2006, remember who I picked, and then I have to like question everything you're doing.
I believe it was Florida school teacher Jennifer Wilson.
Jennifer.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Thank God for the internet, right?
Exactly. I Googled you.
Yes. I picked Jennifer Wilson. We dated for a few weeks after the show.
You guys didn't get engaged on the show, right?
No, for my personal reasons. I told you I wasn't prepared for it. And one of the main reasons is that I had just been engaged prior to the show. And although I knew that my ex was moving on and in a serious relationship, I just felt like it would have been really painful to throw it in her face and get engaged. I should have never done the show. But
yeah, no, that was thoughtful. I think everyone's got their own reasons in that 11th hour, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't propose either. So I get it.
And then the other reason I haven't met any of her friends. I haven't seen her like drunk at a bar with all my guy friends. I don't know if she would, who knows if she has a different attitude then. I've been the only guy she's been hanging out with for 2 months.
Yeah.
I haven't pulled out my wallet once. Everything was everything's great. So I was like, I think in order to really get to know a person, you need to go through the highs and lows. And it was just all
high. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Although I got engaged after 6 weeks and we've been married for almost 20 years. So there you go.
there's always those special connections.
Or an offshoot.
And my parents have been married for 55 years. They dated
That's amazing.
I remember that about you. I remember you telling me that actually, because I remember thinking my parents were married for 58 years when my father just passed away. And
sorry,
I remember thinking how great. Nah, thank you, buddy. But, we were asking the question of who you picked because, we here at the OGs, we really like to combine, for example, 1 week, my runner-up, Kelly Jo, was a special guest to come in and torture me a little bit, which she didn't because she's very sweet. But your runner-up to come join us, actually.
Who was that?
Yes.
You don't remember?
No.
What? Stop it. Do you? Wait.
Huh?
Well, we'll ask this when she comes on.
Yes.
But your runner-up is in the waiting room. Are you okay with us bringing her in?
Bring her on.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up, and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy, and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times, I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Come on in, Sadie.
Sadie Murray, the go-to girlfriend, is going to come and join us here.
The go-to girlfriend.
So she was Prince Lorenzo Borghese's, what do you call it, a runner-up.
Runner-up.
I was trying to think of something clever to say there.
She got second prize, which is weird, right? They're like runner-up. It's like, what?
Yeah, I know. I've been called runner-up because I was technically the runner-up on the Bachelor. And Yeah, it's not the best term. I don't know.
Well,
the one you didn't
as imbalanced as me, when you call them the runner up, they actually should just be called the winner because they didn't have to.
They should definitely be called the winner. I'm sorry. I'm just moving this.
Oh, no. Well, I ended up being the winner because I was the runner up, I got chosen to be the bachelorette or for whatever reason.
That's right.
And I ended up being the winner. So that's true.
Yeah. You have a great
All right. Well, okay. We want to bring Sadie in to join us here. Let's see if she's available. Can we get Sadie to come in and join us?
Yeah.
Oh, you look great.
Yay.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. Hi, Lorenzo Borghese.
Hey, Sadie, you're not in this shot, by the way. But
Where are you? There she is.
Oh, there you are.
You guys, sorry. I don't mean to look like a drag queen, but I had another shoot before this, and so I'm full hair and makeup. So hi.
Nice.
You do not look like a drag queen. You're making me jealous, is what you're doing.
Sadie, do you call Prince Lorenzo Borghese? Do you call him Prince Lozobo like I do?
Oh my God.
No one does that.
I don't.
No one does that, Bob.
That sounds amazing, and it's going to stick from here on out.
I think so, too. Oh, thank you.
Wait, there you Prince
Lozobo?
Prince Lozobo. I say it like Lozobo.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Lobozo, and I would go with that.
That's a good one.
Sadie, did you think when you didn't get the final rose, did you think he was a Lobozo instead of Lozobo? Did you think he made a wrong choice?
I wanted to know what I missed, you know, during the first part of this interview. And I thought, did we already discuss, you know, Lorenzo's biggest regret in life? Because
well, you know, we'll bring you up to speed. We met Tina Turner. We met Tina Turner while you were away.
No, bring her back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tina Turner's his dog.
Tina Turner's his dog.
Amazing. I gotta hold on.
There she is.
Cher is on the other line. I just gotta take this.
Oh. Yes, nice. Cher.
Okay. No, we're good. Okay.
So how did you end up on the show in the first place, Sadie? I know there was kind of a really fun story to that with you had like a PR thing you were working on. I think it's really interesting.
You guys, it was really fun. I was working at a PR firm in LA, a fashion and beauty PR firm, and I got a call. You know, I was the girl that just answered the phone, basically. And I answered, and they were like, "We really would love jeans." It was The Bachelor producers. And they were like, "We'd love to, you know, explore some product placement opportunities on the show." And I, at the time, knew that the one before was taking place in, you know, Paris. And so, of course, the little journalist in me, I was like, "Where are you guys shooting this time?" And they said, "Rome." And I said, "Can I personally deliver the products to you?" And they were like, "Well," and I said, "No, seriously, I want to be on this. I want to be on the show." And I think at the time it was like 24, working under fluorescent lights. And I was like, "God, a trip to Rome sounds great right now." So I ended up meeting the producers at, I think, like the Hilton at Universal, you know, right by Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah. That's the spot.
Yeah,
that's the spot. Yes, you guys know. And yeah, it was fun. I just went in there and was like, "I'm ready to have a good time." And I got the gig.
And did you have a good time? Like, was it an experience that you look back on with loving memories, or?
You know, I had a great experience. I loved meeting everyone. I loved the girls. Meeting Lorenzo was so much fun. I gotta be honest though, afterward, I don't think anyone is really prepared for the sort of PTSD.
For lack
of a better term, but it's like you go through so much and it's your experience, and then you watch the edited version and it's a slice of actually what happened. And then you've got random people talking to you. Like, I remember going to the Whole Foods in Beverly Hills after the finale, and obviously I was not chosen. Thank you, Lorenzo. And
you're quite welcome. I'm going to get something for a second. I totally forgot about this. Keep talking.
Oh my God. Wait, Lorenzo, in the background that you've got multiple roses in a vase. Was that on purpose?
always. They were given to me by I don't know who, but no, they were for my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, okay, good. Aww. Oh, that's sweet.
See?
Do you love how
he still gives out roses?
He's still
roses.
Good old Lizobo. I'm telling you, he brings it back every time. Love that guy. So yeah, you're at the Whole Foods. What happens? You get confronted by the cashier?
You know, I'm literally like, I'm checking to see how ripe the pears are. And it's like, people are coming up to me and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But like, they didn't like that I was okay. Because it was months later for me, you know, so I was fine. But when it happened, I was shocked. Like I was, not, I mean, you guys, Trista, I wore a white dress to the final ceremony. Like,
so you knew it was you. You knew it was you.
Bob, I was so like confident. I was bridal chic. I was like, this is happening. Like, where's my crown?
I was the same. I
thought Trista was choosing me on her season, and I wasn't even in the final episode. And I'm like, I literally am looking for Chris Harris, and I'm like, where the hell? I'm in a tux. I'm like, am I not proposing today? What the F?
I'm here, everybody.
I'm like, why
are you waiting for me?
We're filming the finale in Michigan. This is so weird. Why am I the only person here?
That's incredible. Oh my God, I love it.
So Sadie, tell us about the go-to girlfriend, because I know after the show, you do a lot of hosting. You're on a lot of different shows, kind of similar to what Bob has done.
Sadie, we have a similar career path, you and I.
Yes.
I love this. We're meant for each other in the TV world.
He's married. Sorry. Yes.
Only in the real world, though. In the TV world, swing and single.
All right, Trista, I don't, the odds are not in my favor again. Thank you for letting me know that. Lorenzo has a girlfriend. Bob, you know, taken.
I'm Sadie, just you could here. Be like, you could
we'll
be like the Brad
somebody.
Womack. You could be like the Brad Womack of the Almost Famous OGs.
I honestly, I feel offended by that. No one wants to be the Brad Womack of anything. I'm sorry.
Of anything.
That's the worst comparison.
Oh, and
I love you, Brad, if you're listening.
That's right. Got a Bob Guinea block. Okay, I blocked you. Okay, okay, we're good now.
Trista, did you say you're
you
sweating?
Are
Trista
goes,
I'm sweating.
No, I didn't. You're making that up. I did not say that.
I
love her.
I have something really interesting to share. I'm sure you guys have this too.
First time ever he has something interesting to say. Let's go, Lorenzo.
Oh my gosh. Not nicely, which is really like.
Please, dear.
So after the show, and you guys probably got this too, but now it's probably like social media stuff, but I got, you know, hundreds of letters. People were sending me like their dog pictures, etc.
Oh yeah.
But one of the biggest themes was they were upset that I didn't pick Sadie.
Really?
I'm sure.
I'm just going to read a little of this. And I've got a ton of these. I have to say, I'm highly disappointed in you. As a member of a royal family, you should have realized you sent a horrible message to the young, good girls that of the world by picking a used woman to be your partner.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, and then
goodness.
I mean, I would get all this hate mail by basically telling me that I made a huge decision and they were disappointed and they were all big fans of Sadie.
Everyone does. But I have to say, so they said that Jennifer was a used woman because Sadie, you were the first person in the Bachelor franchise on national television to speak about how you were a virgin coming onto the show, correct?
One of the first, yeah.
No, Bob.
Bob was the first.
No. I did have a girl on my season who said that as well. I remember that.
Oh, there was.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? Sorry, I've been given incorrect intel.
Yes.
Wow. I thought that Sadie. I thought that you were the first one to speak about that.
I think Sadie became the most high profile. I think she was the most high profile to be at that stage in the show and talking about it. Yeah, that's what I think it was.
Got it.
And you know, that's really been the highlight of my life.
Of course.
Talking about virginity on national TV was just, I mean, it was a peak performance. It's been downhill since. But truly, yeah, I guess I was, I mean, obviously not the first, but maybe, dare I say, toot my own horn, a trailblazer.
You were a trailblazer. We're going to say it.
I'd say so for sure.
Yeah, that was wild, you guys. I mean, I grew up, you know, Christian kindergarten through 12th grade. And like, that was a very, that was very much a part of my identity at the time.
Yeah.
I did not think in the, God, how many hours did we have all of those TMIs? I mean, put together.
ITMs.
ITMs.
Oh, so
ITMs?
Many.
Yeah. Sorry. ITM, TMI, you know, same thing. Yeah. Oh my God,
they work. It works.
I guess that we can full circle that moment because I did a lot of TMI in my ITM. So
yeah, right. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about a lot of other aspects of my life and they, of course, the producers, of course, they latched onto the one thing that like,
of
you know,
of course they did.
Because you're a character. Like at the end of the day, you're a character.
You are.
And I honestly think I was just a little bit, not naive, but because I was very hip to TV at the time because of my PR background and, you know, knowing sound bites and what to say and a great concise way that would be a tease or what have you. But I really like, I feel like they did me a little dirty because there was more, they did the virgin dirty, but I feel like there was so much more. No, there was so much more to my personality that like did not get shown at all.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay. It was, I mean, I got a free trip to Italy. I met a lifelong friend in Lorenzo. We've remained friends. You know, have? Yeah.
Have you guys stayed in touch?
Oh my God, yeah. That's why I'm giving him such a hard time. It's not like we don't talk.
I love it.
No, and I think the last time I saw you was in Newport. And then my friend asked you out.
Yes.
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 Did he not realize the guy code? I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah, it's true. And he messaged you, but you guys never made it out together.
Well, you know, I'm a used woman now, and I didn't want to, dirty up your friends, you know, considering you have a reputation.
Newsflash.
As a royal family member.
Did they ask you to do the Bachelorette afterwards?
No.
No? I thought they loved
you. So wait. I've got some tea. Are you ready for this? And
okay,
Lorenzo,
tea.
Lorenzo, if you don't back me up, you know how much dirt I have on you. And
you have nothing on me.
I have so much. I have so much. Wait, do you remember New York with your assistant and the room?
Okay, we might have to have another episode with this.
We're going to end on this note. We need to end on a high. So here we go. Spill the tea.
Oh my God. No, so when I wasn't chosen at the end in my beautiful white dress, I was feeling very Grace Kelly. And Lorenzo said, there's, you know, someone else here or whatever he said. And it's definitely not you, Sadie. You're not the girl for me. And I looked at him and I was like, okay. And I was like, we're going to have a moment of grace here and be like, that's great. Good for you. So I did that and I felt it. But during this, we had like a break during production or whatever because of lighting. And Lorenzo whispered in my ear, call me later. This isn't the end.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. I wondered if that has ever happened.
Wait a sec. I called him from the airport I think when I like landed in New York or whatever, and he like explained to me, he was like, I really wanted to pick you, but I think you would be like, I made this decision because I really think like you'd be great as the Bachelorette, but like, I would love to like see what happens. I don't know.
Oh, so Lorenzo.
He was so sweet. And that would have been an amazing experience, except it didn't happen.
I'm surprised. So they never asked you?
No.
That's incredible.
That is kind of a surprise, to be honest. Wait, I think you would have been great.
It is. And the producers absolutely loved her.
I just wanted to give a little, like, I wanted to give some cred to Lorenzo because I feel like he did get, I've actually, I think, on the record said he was the worst Bachelor ever. And I stand by that because he's such a great guy and such a good person. And so he went into it not acting like I'm on a TV show. He really went into it like, I think really hopeful and wanting to find love. And unfortunately, like he wasn't about, he didn't want to play into the games that the producers sometimes, you know, would egg him on, or, you know, there was a lot of stuff that maybe was staged. And he truthfully, I think that honestly, that's why I really liked him, because he stood up to producers and I was like, oh, that's, I like this. This is fun.
Yeah.
You know,
so yeah, I get that. You know, Ryan did that too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like he's such a great guy. He's got so much going for him and he's got such a great character. And I think it was a miss just because it was not the right fit for the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And he was telling us before you came on that there were, like his sister had said before he started the show, like, make sure when you're kissing people, like you're gonna hear all the saliva. And so he went into it.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Lorenzo, but really thinking a lot about what people were in his family were going to see when he was doing the show. And that's hard. Like you feel like you can't be yourself, you know?
Yeah, you also have to put a lot of that too. Yeah,
it's really hard to do that. So I mean, I just love that you guys have stayed in touch. And that to me is the one of the big, I mean, obviously I'm married and have kids and have a happy relationship from the show. But I've said this to Bob before, the next second to me that is really close to the first is that you come away with these relationships that are lifelong friendships, you know, connections. I feel like we're all family. And actually, I reached out to Brooke Carson and I said, when are we going to do an entire reunion of all of the whole cast? Like, how much fun would that be to get all of us? There's a lot of people from the show, but they just did it on American Idol. They had like a reunion with like Justin Guarini and like, you know, people from back in the day. So I don't know. I love that you guys are still connected and we're really grateful that you came on to share, you know, your stories.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you guys are the best. We're huge fans.
Thank you.
One more thing to Bob, he probably forgets this, but when I got the award of the worst Bachelor. Bob, you messaged me and said, I'm really upset because I wanted that award.
I did. Well, I got to tell you, I fall victim to every clickbait thing I see. And I saw that and I'm like, oh, great. I'm sure it's me. And then I look through it and I'm like, this isn't fair, man. Lozabo is my man. So I reached out. I wanted to take some heat from you, buddy, because you didn't deserve that. You did not deserve that.
Yeah.
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah, I do too. And Sadie, thanks for your kind words. Just remember to send me your Venmo information. I'll take care of it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Well done.
We had a good chat. All right,
you guys, I had fun. Thanks for having me on. And I'm glad everyone's well. And it's great to see you all.
Great talking to you guys.
Thank
Sadie,
you.
Thank you. Lorenzo,
thank you.
Right,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Trista, yet another incredibly compelling episode of the Almost Famous. Oh, geez.
It was so fun. I love catching up with people, especially when they are still, like, there's some kind of connection there. Yeah. I feel like it shows, like, there's always these articles about how the relationships aren't successful and we've only had this many successful relationships. But if you look at all the connections that this show has made, whether it's, like, you know, a love relationship or what, like, you cannot deny that this show has created connection.
I mean, you're right. So it's a different type of success, right? So maybe you got to focus on the success of friendships. I mean, look at you and me, 20 years, we've been friends.
That's right.
You know, and I mean, that's pretty amazing. So I think that that's something that has a lot to do with it too. So, well, amazing choices. I loved having Prince Lazobo on the show, which I hope sticks. I love Sadie calling him Lobozo.
I know, Lobozo. And I love that she can, like, give him the fact that they actually, at first I thought she was actually giving him shit, but then you realize that they have a relationship, so she can't. Anyway, that was a great episode. Thanks everybody for listening. And as always, please go to the Almost Famous podcast on Instagram and share topics, people, all the things that you want to hear us talk about. And he's still at it.
He's still at it. You just heard that?
Yeah. Which one? I don't know which one it is.
That's the baby. That's the 10-month-old. Thankfully, the 3-year-old doesn't do that anymore. But it's been a loud, a loud show. I've been on mute most of the time.
Hey, real life.
Real life, gotta baby. Love that's it. What we do. It's the IG versus the OG life. You know, we're giving you the OG here for sure. Well, Trista, I love you. Thank you for another great show. It's always awesome to catch up with you. And everybody, thank you for listening. Thanks to iHeartRadio for having us and to the Almost Famous podcast family for letting us sit in and take up your time. So until next time, bye, guys.
See you later.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.